The Translation of the Meaning of the Noble Quran by Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani. Juz 12, Surah Hud, verse 6 onwards. There is no creature on earth whose sustenance is not undertaken by Allah. He knows its permanent and its temporary place. Everything is in a clear book. He is the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, while his throne was on water, so that he might test you as to whom as to who among you is better indeed. And if you say you should be raised after death, the disbelievers will surely say, this is nothing but sheer magic. And if we defer the punishment for them for a certain time, then they will say, what is holding it back? Beware, the day it will visit them, it shall not be turned back from them, and they shall be besieged by what they used to ridicule. If we give man a taste of our mercy and then take it away from him, he becomes highly desperate, utterly ungrateful. And if we give him a taste of comfort after a hardship has touched him, he will say, evils have gone away from me, and thus he will become over-exulting, boastful. Except those who are patient and do good deeds, such people will have Allah's forgiveness and a great reward. Is it then possible for you, O Prophet, that you will abandon some of what is being revealed to you, and that your heart will be straitened thereby, because they say, why has a treasure not been sent down to him or an angel not come with him? You are but a warner, and Allah takes care of everything. Do they say that he has fabricated it? Say to them, then bring 10 surahs like this, fabricated, and call whomever so you can, other than Allah, if you are true. So, if they do not respond to your call, then be assured that it has been sent down with the knowledge of Allah, and that there is no God but He. So, do you submit? Those who seek merrily the worldly life and its beauty, we will fully recompense them herein for their acts, and their right will not be curtailed in this world. Those are the people for whom there is nothing in the hereafter except fire. Nullified will be whatever they worked herein, and void will be what they have been doing. Then can such people be equal to the one who has a clear proof from his Lord, followed by an evidence from within, and before which there was the book of Musa, a guide and a mercy? Such people believe in it, and whoever of the groups denies its veracity has promised place is the fire. His promised place is the fire. So do not be in doubt about it. Surely it is the truth from your Lord, but most of the people do not believe. Who is more unjust than the one who forges a lie against Allah? Such people will be presented before their Lord, and the witnesses will say, these are the ones who lied against their Lord. Lo, the curse of Allah lies on the unjust. The one who prevents people from the way of Allah and seek crookedness in it, and that who are deniers of the hellfire. They were unable to frustrate Allah's plan on the earth, and they had no supporters besides Allah. Punishment will be doubled for them. They were not able to hear, nor would they see. Those are the ones who brought loss to their own selves, and all that they used to fabricate vanished from them. Essentially, they are the worst losers in the hereafter. Surely those who believe and do good deeds and humble themselves before their Lord, those are the people of paradise. There they shall live forever. The example of the two groups is that of a blind and a deaf person on the one hand, and a seeing and hearing one on the other. Are the two equal when compared? Would you still pay no heed? We said nought to his people, saying to them, I am here to warn you that you should worship none but Allah. Otherwise, I fear for you the punishment of a painful day. So the chiefs of his people who disbelieved replied, we are not seeing that you are anything more than a man like us, and we are not seeing that any people have followed you except those who are the meanest among us, having shallow opinion. And we have not seen in you people any superiority over us. Rather, we believe that you are the liars. He said, O my people, tell me, if I am on a clear path from my Lord, and he has bestowed mercy upon me from himself, which is hidden from your sight, shall we then impose it upon you by force, while you are averse to it? And O my people, I do not demand from you any wealth for it. My reward is with none but Allah, and I am not the one who could drive the believers away. Surely they will be meeting their Lord gracefully. But I do see your behaviour is that of ignorance. O my people, who would help me against the punishment of Allah if I were to drive them away? Would you still take no lesson? And I do not say to you that I have the treasures of Allah, nor that I have the knowledge of the unseen, nor do I say that I am an angel, nor do I say as you do about those who are contemptible in your eyes that Allah will never award them any good. Allah knows best what lies in their hearts. If I were to say so, then I would indeed be one of the unjust. They say, O Nuh, You have debated with us and debated too much. Now bring upon us what you threaten us with, if you are one of the truthful. He said, only Allah will bring it to you, if he so wills and you cannot frustrate his will. My good counsel will not profit you, even though I wish you the best. If Allah wills to let you go astray, he is your Lord, and to him you shall be made to return. Do they, the pagans of Makkah, still say that he, Muhammad, has forged it? Say, if I have forged it, then I am responsible for my sin, and I am free of the sins you commit. And it was revealed to Nuh, none of your people would come to believe any more, except those who have already believed. So be not distressed by what they have been doing, and make an ark under our eyes and according to our revelation, and do not speak to me about those who have crossed the limits, as they are destined to be drowned. He started making the ark. Whenever the leaders of his people passed by him, they mocked at him. He said, if you mock at us, we mock at you like you mock at us. So you shall soon know who will be visited by a scourge that will humiliate him, and upon whom a lasting punishment will settle forever. At last, when our command came and the oven overflowed, we said, take into the ark a pair of two from every species, along with your family, except those against whom the word has already been pronounced, and also take into it those who have believed. And there were only a few who had believed with him. He, Nuh, said, embark it. With the name of Allah it sails and anchors. Surely my Lord is most forgiving, very merciful. And it was sailing with them amidst the waves like mountains. And Nuh called out to his son, who was at an isolated place, O my child, come on board with us, and do not be in the company of the disbelievers. He said, I shall take shelter on a mountain, which will save me from the water. He said, there is no saver today from the command of Allah, except the one to whom he shows mercy. And the waves rose high between the two, and he was among those who were drowned. It was said by Allah, O earth, suck in your water, and O heaven, stop. And water subsided, and the matter was over. It, the ark, came to rest on the Judi. And it was said, away with the wrongdoers. Nuh called unto his Lord and said, my Lord, my son is part of my family, and surely your promise is true, and you are the greatest of all judges. He said, O Nuh, in fact, he is not part of your family. Indeed, he is a man of bad deeds. So do not ask me something of which you have no knowledge. I exhort you not to be among the ignorant. He said, my Lord, I seek refuge with you that I should ask you something of which I have no knowledge. If you do not forgive me and do not show mercy to me, I shall be among the losers. It was said, O Nuh, disembark in peace from us and with blessings upon you and upon the peoples springing from those with you. And there are peoples whom we shall give some enjoyment, then a painful punishment from us will visit them. These are some reports from the unseen events which we reveal to you. You did not know them before this, neither you nor your people. So be patient. Surely the end is in favour of the God-fearing. And to Ard we sent their brother Hud. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no God other than him. You are nothing but fabricators. O my people, I ask you no reward for it. My reward is only on the one who created me. Do you, then, not understand? O my people, seek forgiveness from your Lord. Then turn to him in repentance, and he will release the heavens pouring upon you and will add strength to your strength, and do not turn away like sinners. They said, O Hud, you did not bring to us any proof, and we are not to leave our gods on your statement, and we are not to believe in you. We do not say except that some of our gods have subjected you to some evil. He said, I make Allah my witness, and you bear witness that I have nothing to do with you, with what you take as gods, besides him. So try your plans against me, all of you together, then give me no respite. I place my trust in Allah, who is my Lord and your Lord. There is no creature but he holds it by the forelock. Surely my Lord is on a straight path. Now, if you turn away, I have already conveyed to you the message with which I was sent to you. My Lord will replace you with some other people, and you cannot do him any harm. Surely my Lord is guardian over everything. So when came our command, we saved Hud and those who believed along with him out of mercy from us, and we did save them from a heavy punishment. Such was the tribe of Ard, who rejected the signs of their Lord, disobeyed their messengers, and followed the dictates of every obstinate tyrant. A curse was made to pursue them in this world and on the day of judgment. Lo, the people of Ard disbelieved their Lord. Lo, ruined were Ard, the people of Hud. And to the people of Thamud, we sent their brother Saleh. He said, Oh, to my people, worship Allah. You have no God other than Him. He has created you from earth and made you settle therein. So seek His forgiveness, then turn to Him in repentance. Surely my Lord is near, responsive to the prayers. They said, O Saleh, we had hopes in you before this. Do you ask us not to worship what our fathers used to worship? We have serious doubts that have disturbed us about the faith to which you are calling us. He said, O my people, tell me, if I have a clear proof from my Lord, and He has bestowed mercy upon me from Himself, who will come to my help against Allah if I still disobey Him? So you extend nothing to me but loss. And O my people, this is the she-camel of Allah, a sign for you. So leave her free to eat on the earth of Allah, and do not even touch her with evil intention, lest an approaching punishment should seize you. Then they slaughtered her. So he said, Enjoy yourselves in your homes for 3 days only. That is a promise not to be backed out. So when came our command, we saved Saleh and those who believed along with him out of mercy from us, and we saved them from the disgrace of that day. Surely your Lord is the powerful, the Almighty. And those who transgressed were caught by the cry, and they were found dead in their homes, fallen on their knees, as though they had never lived there. Lo, the people of Thamud disbelieved their Lord. Lo, ruin were the people of Thamud. And our emissaries came to Ibrahim with the good news. They greeted him with salam, peace. He said salam. Then he took not much time in bringing a roasted calf. So when he noticed their hands not exceeding to it, he found them strange and felt scared of them. They said, Be not scared, we have been sent to the people of Lut. His wife was standing nearby, and she laughed. Thus we gave her the good news about Ishaq and about Yaqub after Ishaq, and said, Woe to me, shall I give birth to a child while I am an old woman and this is my husband, an old man? This is something amazing indeed. They said, Do you marvel at Allah's command? Allah's mercy and His blessings have always been upon you. O people of the house, surely He is praiseworthy, glorious. So, when fear left Ibrahim and the happy news came to him, he started disputing with us for the people of Lut. Surely, Ibrahim is forbearing, very penitent, ever turning to Allah. O Ibrahim, leave it. In fact, the command of your Lord has come to pass, and there has to come upon them a punishment that cannot be averted. When our emissaries, angels, came to Lut, he was saddened because of them, and his heart felt uneasy for their sake. And he said, This is a very hard day. And his people came to him, rushing upon him. They were already habitual to commit evil deeds. He said, These are my daughters, they are purer for you. So have fear of Allah and do not disgrace me in respect of my guests. Is there no reasonable man among you? They said, You know that we have no claim on your daughters, and you know well what we want. He said, Would that I had some power over you, or could seek refuge in a strong support. They, the angels, said, O Lut, we are emissaries of your Lord. They shall never reach you. So move with your family in a part of a night, and none of you shall turn to look back, except your woman. There has to befall her whatever will befall them. Their deadline is the morning. Is it not that the morning is near? So, when our command came to pass, we turned their habitations upside down and rained on its stones of hard clay, one over another, marked from your Lord, and it is not far from the transgressors. And to Madian we sent their brother Shu'aib. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no God other than Him, and do not curtail the message and the weight. I see you quite well off, and I fear for you the punishment of an encircling day. And O my people, perfect the measure and the balance with justice, and do not make the people short of their things, and do not go about the earth spreading disorder. Whatever is allowed by Allah to retain lawfully is better for you if you are believers, and I am not a watchman over you. They said, O Shu'aib, does your salah, prayer, command you that we should forsake what our fathers used to worship, or that we should not deal with our wealth as we please? You pretend to be the only man of wisdom and guidance. He said, O my people, tell me, if I am on a clear path from my Lord, and He has provided me with a good provision from Himself, should I still leave you unguided? I do not want to do in your absence what I forbid you from. I want nothing but to set things right as far as I can. My ability to do anything comes from none but Allah. In Him alone I have placed my trust, and in Him alone I turn in humbleness. O my people, let not your hostility towards me cause you to suffer what was suffered by the people of Nuh, or the people of Hud, or the people of Saleh. And the people of Lut are not far from you. Seek forgiveness from your Lord. Then turn towards him in repentance. Surely my Lord is very merciful, most loving. They said, O Shu'aib, we do not understand much of what you say. And, in fact, we see you are weak among us. But for your clan, we would have stoned you. And to us, you are not a man of respect. He said, O my people, is my clan more respectable to you than Allah, as you have taken him as something thrown behind your backs? Surely my Lord encompasses all that you do. O my people, do what you can. I am to do what I can. Soon you will know the one whom the punishment will visit, putting him to disgrace, and the one who is false. And wait, I am with you, waiting. And when our command came, we saved Shu'aib and those who believed along with him out of the mercy from us, and those who transgressed were caught by the cry, and they were found dead in their homes, fallen on their knees as though they never lived there. Lo, ruined were Madian, like Thamud were ruined. And we sent Musa with our signs and with a clear proof to Pharaoh and his group. So they followed the command of Pharaoh, while the command of Pharaoh was not right. He will lead his people on the day of judgment and make them descend into the fire. And it is the evil descending place. The curse was made to pursue them here and on the day of judgment. It is the evil reward to be offered. That is a part of the stories of the towns that we narrate to you. Some of them are still standing, and some are eradicated like a harvested field. We did no wrong to them. Rather, they have wronged themselves. So their gods, whom they used to invoke besides Allah, did not come to their help in any way. When came the command of your Lord, and they added nothing to them except destruction. Such is the seizing of your Lord when he seizes the people of towns when they are transgressing. Indeed, his seizing is painful, severe. In this, there is a sign for the one who fears the punishment of the hereafter. That is a day when all people shall be gathered together, and that is a day which will be witnessed by all. We do not defer it but for a limited term. The day it comes, no one shall speak except by his leave. So some of them will be wretched and some blessed. As for those who are wretched, they shall be in the fire. For them there is nothing but crying and howling. They shall remain there forever, as long as the heavens and the earth remain intact. Unless your Lord wills otherwise, surely your Lord does what he intends. As for those who are blessed, they shall be in paradise living there forever, as long as the heavens and the earth remain intact. Unless your Lord wills otherwise, it will be an award never to be seized. So, be not in doubt about what they worship. They worship only in the way their fathers used to worship earlier. Surely, we are going to pay them their full share, not curtailed in the least. And we gave Musa the book when it was disputed about, but for a word from your Lord that had already come to pass, the matter would have been decided between them. Surely they are in confounding doubt about it, and to all of them your Lord shall pay for their deeds in full. Surely he is aware of all that they do. So stand firm on faith as you have been commanded, as well as those who having repented from disbelief, have joined you, and do not cross the limits. Surely he is watchful of what you do. And do not incline towards the wrongdoers, lest the fire should catch you, and you have no supporters other than Allah, then you should not be helped. Establish salah at both ends of the day and in the early hours of the night. Surely good deeds erase bad deeds. That is a reminder for the mindful. And be patient, for Allah does not let the reward of the righteous go to waste. Then, why is it that there were no people among the generations before you who would have enough remnants of wisdom to stop others from creating disorder in the land, except a few among them whom we saved from our punishment? And the wrongdoers pursued the luxuries they were involved in, and they became sinners. Your Lord is not such that he would destroy the towns unjustly while their people are good in their ways. Had your Lord willed, he would have made all the people a single community, but they will continue in their differences. Except those whom Allah has blessed with mercy, and for that he has created them. And perfect is the word of your Lord. I will surely fill the hell with jinns and the human beings altogether. We narrate to you all such stories from the events of the messengers, as we strengthen your heart therewith. And in these stories there has come to you the truth, a good counsel and a reminder to those who believe. Say to those who do not believe, do whatever you can. We are doing what we can. And wait. We too are waiting. To Allah belong the secrets of the heavens and the earth, and to him the entire matter shall be returned. So worship him and have trust in him. Your Lord is not unaware of what you do. Surah Yusuf. With the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the All Merciful. Alif Lam Ra. These are the verses of the enlightening book. We have sent it down as an Arabic Quran so that you may understand. By revealing this Quran to you, we hereby narrate to you the best narrative, while before this you were among those unaware of it. It happened when Yusuf said to his father, My father, I saw, in a dream, 11 stars and the sun and the moon. I saw them all fallen prostrate before me. He said, My son, do not relate your dream to your brothers, lest they should devise a plan against you. Surely, Satan is an open enemy for mankind. And it will be in this way that your Lord will choose you and teach you the correct interpretation of events, and will perfect his bounty upon you and upon the house of Yaqub, as he has perfected it earlier upon your forefathers, Ibrahim and Ishaq. Surely, your Lord is all-wise, all-knowing. Surely, in the story of Yusuf and his brothers, there are signs for those who ask. It happened when they said, Yusuf and his brother are dearer to our father than we are, while we are a whole group. Surely our father is in clear error. Let us kill Yusuf or throw him at some place on earth, and thus your father's full attention will be devoted for you alone, and after doing that you may become a righteous people. One of them said, Do not kill Yusuf, rather cast him into the bottom of a pit so that some wayfarers may pick him up if you are going to do something anyway. They said to Yaqub, Our father, why is it that you do not trust us about Yusuf, while we are all his well-wishers indeed? Send him with us tomorrow, that he may eat and play, and of course we will remain as guards for him. He said, It makes me sad that you should take him with you, and I fear that some wolf may eat him up when you are heedless of him. They said, If a wolf eats him up while we are a whole group, we are then the losers indeed. So when they went away with him and were determined to put him in the bottom of a pit, they did accordingly. And we reveal to him Yusuf, you will one day remind them of this deed of theirs, and they will not recognize you. At nightfall, they came to their father weeping. They said, Father, we went racing with one another and left Yusuf with our belongings, and the wolf ate him up. You will never believe us, howsoever truthful we may be. And they came with fake blood on his shirt. He said, Rather, your inner desires have tempted you to do something, so patience is best. It is Allah whose help is sought against what you describe. And some wayfarers came near the pit in which Yusuf was thrown and sent their water drawer to bring the water for them. So he let down his bucket. He said, What a good news, here is a boy. And they kept him hidden as merchandise while Allah was aware of what they were doing. And they sold him for a paltry price, for a few silver coins, and they had not much interest in him. And the one who bought him from Egypt said to his wife, Make his stay graceful. He may be useful to us, or we may adopt him as a son. And thus we established Yusuf in the land, so that we should teach him the interpretation of events. Allah is powerful in enforcing his command, but most of all people do not know. And when he reached the prime of his age, we gave him wisdom and knowledge, and this is how we reward those who are good in their deeds. And she in whose house he was seduced him towards herself and bolted the doors and said, Come on. He said, I seek refuge with Allah. Surely he, your husband, is my master, and he has given me a good lodging. Indeed, the wrongdoers do not prosper. She certainly desired him, and he might have desired her had he not seen the proof from his Lord. Thus we did, to turn evil and lewdness away from him. Surely he was one of our chosen servants. They raced towards the door, and she ripped his shirt from behind, and they found her master by the door. She said, What could be the punishment of him who intended evil with your wife, except that he be imprisoned or given a painful chastisement? He, Yusuf, said, It was she who tried to seduce me. And a witness from her family observed that if the shirt was ripped from the front side, then she is true, and he is a liar. And if the shirt was ripped from behind, then she is telling a lie, and he is truthful. So, when he, her husband, saw his shirt ripped from behind, he said, This is certainly your trickery, O woman. Great is the trickery of you, woman, indeed. O Yusuf, ignore this matter, and you, O woman, seek forgiveness for your sin, for you were guilty, in fact. And women in the city said, The wife of the minister is seducing her youthful slave. His love has entered the depth of her heart. Surely we see her in open error. So when she had heard of their taunting comments, she extended an invitation to them and arranged for them a comfortable place to sit and dine, and gave everyone a knife and said to Yusuf, Come out to them. So when they saw him, they found him great and were so stunned that they cut their hands and said, O God, he is no human being. He is but a noble angel. She said, This is the one about whom you reproached me. Yes, I seduced him, but he abstained. And should he not follow my command, he shall be imprisoned and will be disgraced. He, Yusuf, said, My lord, the prison is dearer to me than what these women invite me to do. If you do not turn their guile away from me, I shall get inclined towards them and shall be among the ignorant. So his lord accepted his prayer and turned their guile away from him. Surely he is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Later on, even after having seen the clear signs of his innocence, they deemed it proper to imprison him for some time. And two men entered the prison with him. One of them said, I have seen myself in a dream pressing wine. And the other said, I saw myself carrying bread on my head of which the birds were eating. Let us know its interpretation. We see you are a man of good deeds. He said, no food provided for you shall come to you, but I can give you its description before it comes to you. This is the knowledge my Lord has given to me. I have abandoned the way of those who do not believe in Allah and who are deniers of the hereafter, and I have followed the way of my fathers, Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub. It is not for us that we associate any partners with Allah. All this is part of the favour Allah has bestowed upon us and upon the people, but most of the people are not grateful. O my fellow prisoners, are different gods better or Allah, the one, the all dominant? Whatever you worship other than Allah are nothing but names you have coined, you and your fathers. Allah has sent down no authority for them. Sovereignty belongs to none but Allah. He has ordained that you shall not worship anyone but him. This is the only right path, but most of the people do not know. O my fellow prisoners, one of you will serve wine to his master, while the other will be crucified and the birds will eat from his head. Destined is the matter you are asking about. And he, Yusuf, said to the one whom he believed likely to be released out of the two, tell your master about me. Then the Satan made him forget to tell his master, so he, Yusuf, remained in prison for a few years. And one day the king said to his courtiers, I have seen in a dream seven fat cows being eaten by seven lean ones, and seven ears of grain which are green, and seven others which are dry. O people, tell me about my dream, if you can interpret dreams. They said, it seems to be a mishmash of dreams, and we do not know the interpretation of dreams. And said the one who was released from prison out of the two, and recalled Yusuf after a long time, I shall tell you its interpretation, just send me to Yusuf. Thus he came to the prison and said to Yusuf, Yusuf, O the truthful one, tell us about seven fat cows eaten by seven lean ones, and seven ears of grain which are green, and seven others which are dry, so that I may go back to the people, and they may know the interpretation of the dream. He said, you will grow crops for 7 years consecutively. So what you have harvested, leave it in its ear except a little which you eat. Then seven hard years shall come after that, which shall eat up what you have stored for them except a little which you preserve to sow. Then there shall come after that a year in which people will have rains and in which they will extract juices. And when this person went back and told the king about the interpretation of the dream, the king said, bring him to me. So when the messenger came to Yusuf, he said, go back to your lord and ask him, what is the case of the women who cut their hands? Surely my lord knows well their guile. He, the king, said, what was your case, O women, when you seduced Yusuf? They said, God forbid, we know of no evil in him. The governor's wife said, now the truth has come to light. I did seduce him, and he is surely truthful. Then Yusuf said, that was because he, the governor, may know that I did not betray him in his absence, and that Allah does not lead the guile of the betrayers to success. End of Juz 12.